Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Hey y'all, back online from a couple weeks off social media.
We didn't notice.
Okay, well, I just wanted to brag that I focused on my loved ones and not my phone on Christmas.
Wow, you're very unique.
Yeah, sweetie, have you seen my leather-bound journal?
Do you need a pen?
No, I don't write it. I just need to, post reflecting on a great year, manifesting for the new year. Have you seen it? Wait, should I post this meme about New Year's resolutions? Yeah, it talks about how they start off good and then over time, they don't go as. Do you think my resolution? Be generous without expecting anything in return.
How do you quantify that?
That's not the point of. No, I'm basically a human fortune cookie, just less Chinese.
My word of the year for 2023 is extrapolate, because I want to extrapolate the good things.
Here's a word for you. What if it's just stop?
Oh, I see where you're going. Just stop, right? Smell the roses.
Don't smell anything. Just stop.
Did I tell you I fasted for 3 weeks off social media? What's everyone's New Year's resolutions? Oh. Sounds like you guys got it.
Yeah, sounds like we all have one.
What is it, Katie?
To be better.
Jake?
Eat. Not better, not worse.
Just make sure you're
consuming.
Not skipping any meals.
Yeah, consuming daily.
Smart. Mine is to... be better at eating. Not eat better.
Maybe smaller bites.
Yes, smaller bites. Not as fast.
Honestly, chew it more thoroughly. That's a pretty good one for you.
Thank you. We're back. Correct opinions. 2023. Hope everyone had great holidays. And good to be back. Enjoy today's episode. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
It's definitely good. To be back, long journey. I was stranded because of the Southwest airplane debacle.
Oh, really? You were part of it?
I sure was.
How's it feel to be a part of history?
It feels good. That was shocking. We left town a little early to avoid the big storm, just to make sure we weren't stranded, which maybe we needed to, maybe we didn't.
But there was a second storm.
But
with
there
Southwest
was a second
Airlines.
Storm. Our first flight did get canceled, so it was a little validating.
Yeah,
like, all right,
true.
But. I guess not necessarily because not weather in our area, but across the country and everywhere. So when we flew home, this is the weather's passed and everything. Every single flight canceled and or booked for days on end. So now I'm oh my God, no offense to any family, but I think we've already been there for 8 days. It's like, we gotta go home. And so we're now, of course, rental cars. What's the next one? Those are getting booked left and right too.
Yeah.
And so we were lucky that my parents were in town seeing my sister also in Dallas. So we drove back with them to Oklahoma where we got a rental car there to drive the rest of the way home. So long drive. But then what happens? Of course, they call us that morning. We can't guarantee you a rental car. Da, 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 da. I'm calling all around. I'm looking. And some places have cars, but they're like, well, these are only if you return it here. They're not, our one ways are booked, which I can't. I'm sure they have a reason for that. So I start thinking well, what if I'm on the phone with a guy to go, what if I tell you I'll bring it back and then I drop it off in a city 5 hours from here?
What's the penalty?
Right. And the guy's like, I could tell he was like, he says, hold on. I can tell he's like, I don't know. And he comes back.
No one's ever
like,
thought of this.
Yeah.
Before.
He's like, you just have to pay that mileage and a little fee. So then I was like, okay, I would like to book a rental that
I'll have it
return to you before closing today. We just drove it home and dropped it off. I haven't heard anything since. So
we did return it before closing that day.
Just at that other one.
In a different
just a little mishap.
City.
Yeah. It's the holidays. You forgot. Oh, Oklahoma City. I think you said Kansas City.
I was literally, this is bad. I was fully prepared to be like, oh my God, wait, I swore I booked it here.
Oh my gosh.
Honest mistake.
You got to quit putting city in the title. It's confusing.
You see, yeah, years ago, they should have thought this through, named them city. So we made it back. But that was...
That's good. And we are flying Southwest here in a couple days.
Orlando?
We'll see how it goes.
five shows. We have, I think there might be tickets left to one, but y'all are selling it out. Very excited. And yeah, we're flying Southwest. I booked backups.
But oh, did you actually?
I did. Because I was like, sure, it'll be fine. And like, as of 3 days ago, they were still canceling thousands of flights.
Really?
As of today, it looks like they're back on track.
Look at you, a little logistics manager over here.
Of that.
Yeah.
I had that thought, like, initially, because of course, I think Katie might have thought, she's like, are you flying Southwest? Like, it'll be fine by then. And it's like, a week later, I'm like, they had a full week of a disaster.
Yeah.
At least. But did you see, I saw so many clips of like, I didn't even think of this. When you think of these, of course you're thinking holidays, that's bad. But I saw several like crying women posting TikToks that went viral of like, when you have a New Year's wedding and literally the entire wedding can't get there.
Oh gosh.
Like there was some story of a woman who got like stranded by herself. It was like imagine your wedding weekend. It's prayers for that groom, dude. Like it's really bad for her, but maybe 10x for him. Could you imagine dealing with you're engaged.
Yeah.
You're
probably thinking about it.
You're probably seeing how much it means to her. You're probably, you know, like but
what was that?
Derek, remember I don't know if your wife was like that. Wedding day. Could you imagine if the wedding was a total disaster?
The power went out our wedding day.
And what was that like?
It was stressful for them. I had no clue any of it was happening. So, yeah.
Derek was out shooting skeet. He had no idea.
Wait, what?
Jeez. I also saw scary. Or like had thought about too. Like,
I mean, I had a COVID bride, which you handled well, but still was quite a bit of drama.
There was a few high drama days, but not too bad. But I thought about too, like, you know, kids who have parents who live in different places and they put their 9-year-old on a plane or got stuck in the airport and a kid gets trapped. That for sure happened.
See, Home Alone 7 in the making.
Katie likes to go to the darkest scenario possible. I mean,
all right.
What if someone's rushing on a last minute flight to get to one of the relatives on their deathbed and they got canceled?
Katie's like, think about this. A Ukrainian family has spent they've sold everything. They've taken up a collection from their local community to escape the war on Russia. They've taken that money and they bought a Southwest flight home.
Yeah. They fly out of Kyiv, believe it or not.
and then it gets delayed?
It's delayed. They're on the phone with customer service.
And then canceled.
And then canceled.
And they Southwest on the phone says, we can only take one of you. Katie's like, think about that.
We played a... I'm sure everyone partake in some good, clean family fun recently. We did some trivia and there was some news. And Katie, you didn't do that bad, but she wasn't near the top of the leaderboard. And
she wasn't holding up her Georgia Tech end of the deal on the trivia.
But she had a good point. She's like, well, you banned me from reading the news a while back, so I'm not very good at it. I was like, that's true. When COVID hit, and like Katie would read like an article. She'd be like, remember that Malaysian plane that like nosedived?
Oh yeah.
She's like, I'm all of a sudden nervous to fly. I'm like, you're not allowed to read. You're not allowed to get online anymore.
And I took that wholeheartedly, and I haven't read a news article since.
To her credit, I think she was like, someone needed to be telling me this because COVID. No one was more scared of COVID. I remember which was scary for everyone. But I remember your mom had like a fever in like the very first few weeks. And I swear I had to be like, Katie, I'm pretty sure your mom's not going to die. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. But after trivia, I kind of feel really dumb. And I think I need to like at least listen to like maybe like the NPR's like summary of
Daily
news.
First or whatever it's called. The 15 minute daily episodes. Okay. Yeah. That's a good. Yeah.
I bet you'll do that for 3 days.
The issue is I deep dive. I don't need to be scrolling on articles where I can really like.
Just read headlines.
She posted on QAnon for about a week. That was the last straw.
If any listeners out there want to try, you can try to find Katie's 4chan username. There's some pretty dark stuff out there.
Oh.
So how did trivia go for everyone else? I love trivia.
It was fun. Katie's family, I come from a game family.
Ooh.
Yeah. If you're a game family, you know you're a game family. Katie's family, not. Her dad was attempting to do like a nice, fun family. Like, let's do this. It's through an app. Everyone has their phone. A little trivia. And we played twice. And I'm locked in. I'm like, I could do this for hours. Like, let's go. I think I might have won one. Like, her brother beat me on one. I was like, run it back. And her family was kind of all like, well, that was enough of that.
Yeah. Turn the game back on.
Yeah. Just sit here. I was like, man, I brought it back here with a few friends.
Yeah.
And we got after we had a little New Year's get together, and yeah, by the end of the night, like a big group of us all played a few times, fun. But then it was just me and like five friends just going after it.
Nothing says old like playing trivia on New Year's
that
Eve.
That does sound fun. So I must be old.
That is old.
I have a few go-to
jeez
things whenever. So like, for instance, this is a little specific. Waiting in line for a roller coaster. Great scenario for this. Fishing. Great scenario. Also long road trip. I like to pull out the old riddles from time to time. And I like to pull out just trivia. Just anyone is welcome to ask a trivia question. Anyone is welcome to answer the trivia question. I love that.
Do
pass
you
the time.
Riddles on like on deck for you to like
he's
say?
Probably yeah. 5 to 6.
He's the goblin under the bridge.
Oh my god.
You want to go through my underpass, you're gonna have to answer a riddle.
Yeah. He's got a handful for his wedding night.
For his wedding night.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. Find the X on the map.
Do you have okay, give anyways. Us well, I'd love to hear one of these on-hand okay. riddles.
This is a short one. We'll do a... Because you got to have different... Sure, hey, yeah. We're only in line at the roller coaster for a few minutes here.
Of course.
I won't give you the long one. Maybe you've heard this one before. The man was afraid to go home because the man with the mask was waiting for him. Period.
Fauci.
Now, what do you say? Fauci. Yeah. This riddle has not been modernized. Basically, now then you would have to ask yes or no questions to try to figure out, like, what is this scenario? Who is the man? Why is he afraid to go home?
What's the man on? Goes home.
The man is afraid to go home because the man with the mask is waiting for him.
And I just ask yes or no question.
Yeah, to try and figure it out.
Is he black?
All right, you may not be my riddle guy. Yeah. Okay. You'll be my trivia guy.
Is he a doctor?
No, but that's a great first question. But he's
the one
not.
With the mask?
Yeah.
Is he racist?
No, he is not. That's good. A big part of it. Everyone in the riddle is not racist. Glad you asked.
Mm-hmm. Katie, go ahead.
Anybody else? Any questions?
Is it Halloween?
Another good. Katie is good at this. Here comes the Georgia Tech. Wow, yeah. She's thinking outside the box.
Trivia, not my thing. Riddles.
Yeah. Riddle. The answer is still no, but I like where your head is at. You're going to get this before Trey.
I don't know if I've done a riddle like this. Do we just ask you endlessly until we get it right?
Isn't that how every riddle is? You have to ask questions, like yes or no questions?
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've ever done a riddle.
You've never done a riddle? I'm in a room full of people never riddled before. This is what you do.
I'm familiar with 21 questions.
Okay.
I'm also familiar with the riddle where it's like a kind of a brain teaser and there's a correct answer to it.
Okay. Right. Like what? Give me an example. I thought of one. Like forwards I'm heavy, backwards I'm not. What am
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the word ton, you guys. It's literally backwards, it's not. The horse's name was Thursday. Has anybody riddled in here?
Is it a colonoscopy?
Sorry?
Going back
the man
to
with the mask? Oh, no.
No.
I thought I was having one.
We confirmed there were no doctors involved.
Yeah, no doctors,
and
not Halloween.
Not Halloween. So yeah. I don't know what else.
Those are the two.
Is it a spa?
Colonoscopy events.
It is not.
Oh. I'm thinking of any scenario where you would use a mask.
You're on the right track.
Is it a welder?
No.
He's welding his doors shut.
No, I don't want to go home.
Oh, no.
The welder's there.
Get in there.
Derek, have you heard this before?
No, never. And I have zero clue what's going on.
This guy's riddled less than these two. Man. Am I just a
all right,
little
we'll go
goblin? Okay, surprise. The man with the mask is a baseball catcher. Home is not a physical house. It is home plate. The first man is a base runner.
I would have gotten there.
That's
I
what I said.
Gotten there.
First question out of the gate was, you know, about a doctor.
And is every baseball player scared of scoring?
In this scenario, he's afraid to go home. Oh, okay. He's afraid to go home.
It's a scary catcher.
The man with the mask is waiting for him. Man, I'm glad I started you guys out on the easy one. Thank goodness. Tell you about the...
But don't they... Once the ball's out in play, doesn't the catcher ditch his mask?
You're thinking way too hard about this, I feel like.
Yeah, I like
I'm
it.
Right,
you're trying to get
right.
to the bottom of it. I know definitely on
you're
like
a catcher, and the guy's coming home. He's ditching the mask to make the play, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he is.
Aren't there black catchers?
Yeah, also, wow, way to pull that back. Jake's racist. I said, is he black? And you go, absolutely not. He's Dominican. He said that, dude. He said it. Thank you, Derek. Good call. Has there ever been a black catcher?
I
don't
said
follow
that.
Baseball at all, but I can't think of many catchers, but I don't feel like that's one of the popular roles for the black players.
Unfortunately, everyone I can think of right now is not black,
right.
But there has to be.
That's interesting.
Jorge Posada. Yadier Molina.
Who's
Ivan Rodriguez?
Jose Canseco.
Not a
Mike
catcher.
Piazza. Canseco, not a, Piazza was.
Piazza was a catcher.
Bang. I know nothing about baseball. That's interesting. Well,
unfortunately, I can't think of one right now.
So Kansas maybe Jake City? Was right.
Huh?
The Chiefs? Or the
Chiefs. Yeah, the Salvador Perez.
Okay, well.
Black, but like Hispanic black. You know, Perez, Salvador.
Perez, Salvador Perez is the Royals?
Royals catcher.
Yeah.
I think this hole is getting dug deeper and deeper.
He's from Venezuela.
Hispanic.
Which is Dominican is Hispanic. Black is Africa. Venezuela, both.
What?
We're going to go with that.
I think we should stop there.
He's culturally. That is interesting. Baseball, very popular in that region. I saw a very fun map. It said the most popular sports everywhere in the world.
Oh, fun. Soccer, everywhere.
A lot of them, but still a lot. You know, Canada's hockey. Australia is footy. Australian football.
Oh, I've seen footy. I've watched it live. Confusing. At one point, they had three teams out on the field, I'm pretty sure. It was like Chinese checkers or something.
Yeah, very confusing. We're going to announce a tour soon, and hopefully the plan is to start getting around the world. And so I was hoping when I think we'll be there if we could catch a game, but I think it's off season.
That would be fun. Yeah, I went to Australia like February, March. So I don't know.
I just don't get why these sports. I feel like American football could be more popular if we just called it something else.
Really?
American football, Australian football, football.
No, I don't think that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Because it's obviously such a cool sport. There's not a sport anywhere in the world that's as popular as American football, but not caught on in any other country.
Yeah, it is interesting. Also, did a little research.
China loves basketball. Did you know that? That's what the map said. Mm-hmm. NBA, very popular there.
There is an article
they're allowed to watch.
Written recently called Why Are There No Black Catchers? So
dead serious?
You're welcome for answering the question, no, he is not black.
We come back again. Jake was right.
We were both right.
Everyone was right.
This article says, like, in the history of the MLB, it was somewhere around 13 to 6% of black players were catchers, but not anymore. It says black catchers in the MLB have all but disappeared. Wow. That's interesting.
We've learned something.
Why?
Wow. Why?
Why?
Let's dig into that.
Why?
Why?
Why? See that meme?
Salvador Perez, not black.
Salvador Perez.
Venezuelan.
Venezuelan. I don't know.
I've never come across one.
I don't want to have to decide for the Venezuelan people if they're black or not.
Anyways,
they're darker than me.
I'm going to be working on my riddle skills, so I'm going to be prepared for one next week.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to deliver one or answer one?
Answer one.
Okay, great.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Here's a fun riddle for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay. Ooh, how about this? What do you get when you get a guy who's so forward thinking, but the society only brings him back? Who is it?
Eli Whitney.
Close. Back then, yeah. Andrew Tate.
I was close.
Andrew Tate.
So forward thinking. You think
he's way above? Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, forward thinking. I should have said Henry Ford. It's a riddle.
That too.
Dang it.
Ford. If you listen carefully, it's a Ford.
Henry Ford is a much better answer to that question.
Andrew Tate, our favorite. I remember we first talked about Andrew Tate, and the Andrew Tate stans came at us in the comments. I don't know how they tracked this down. So if you're listening, haha, that aged poorly. The Matrix has got him. That's his thing. The Matrix. He's arrested.
I remember Katie really liked Andrew Tate when we first told her who he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got a lot of good ideas. Really,
I just don't even understand why we all know about this guy.
Mm-hmm. And I remember how it happened. We're both pretty convinced this was all like a shtick or like a character. And now it's seeming like, I guess not. because he's been doing this a while and now he's in jail. So I don't think he would.
Something. And it's amazing. It's like the trend that's been happening lately, right? Where it's like, we're going to kick off, hey, Alex Jones, you're saying some crazy stuff. You're not even allowed on social media. But what he's saying the whole time is like conspiracy theories about how people in power are trying to silence the truth. Mm-hmm. And they go, hey, man, you're lying. So we're going to silence you. And he's like, see?
Gotcha.
And so it's kind of a self-perpetuating. Like Andrew Tate, literally there's clips of him right now where he's like, so far they silence. This happens in three ways. First, they silence you. Then they arrest you. Then they'll try to kill you. So the people are like, well, they silenced him. They kicked him off social media. And now they've arrested him.
I saw that.
Guys, remember, if he dies, it's because he was too powerful. And so it's like self-perpetuating. And he's making him, in a weird way, just makes him more trustworthy to these people that are bought in.
I think it would also be very easy if you know that you are committing crimes. It'd be very easy to predict your own incarceration.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, they're going to throw me in prison. You guys, you know, don't be surprised.
Don't
someday
be surprised.
When you see them throw me in prison. I'm going to end up in prison someday. It's like, yeah, you're doing human trafficking.
That's how you know that I'm doing nothing wrong is when I get arrested.
That's when I'm at my best.
This is a viral tweet. This is from his website. Who am I? My name is Andrew Tate, retired 4-time champion kickboxer.
He retired 4 times. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, he just keeps going. Yeah. I'm now multimillionaire, and I'm the most competent person on the entire planet to teach you about male-female interactions.
That's pretty funny.
So, I mean, terrified. Right? That's a good sell. I want to hear more.
I'm terrified.
How did I become so rich? Webcams. I've been running a webcam studio for nearly a decade. I've had over 75 girls work for me, and my business model is different. Over 50% of my employees were actually my girlfriend, and all of them are my girlfriends.
This is a statement on his website?
Yeah.
This is like the intro. It's like about me, and it's like
a foolproof business plan.
It sounds like stuff he wouldn't want to get out.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. He's putting it on the beginning of his website.
Okay.
All of my employees actually dated them at one point.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Literally, that's my job. My job is to meet a girl, get her to fall in love with me, and then get her to fall in love with me where she'd do anything I say, and then get her to work for me so we could become rich together. He's almost describing sex trafficking to a T.
I can't believe, yeah. Yeah, this is amazing. I didn't know this was on his website.
Apparently.
It just goes to show you
keeping
how
girlfriends
dumb he
is hard work and leaves you very little time. Well, that I can understand. Having having multiple girlfriends would be
50?
I tell you this. Bad guy, incredible time management skills.
Yeah, 50 girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
All working for him.
You learn how to streamline getting good and at being a boyfriend and getting good girlfriends, because all women are not created equal. This is how he came up with what is now the PhD system. And he's like selling how to have 50 girlfriends and then.
Dang.
So this will be interesting to watch. I'll never forget. We talked about it on this pod, right? We were on the road once and we like mentioned him in the Uber. And the Uber driver's like, that's my boy, man.
Andrew Tate.
People don't want to hear the truth sometimes.
That's what he said. People don't want to hear the truth.
I guess I just don't know. Like, are people just that uninformed, or do people really support that behavior?
I will give him this. He's very well spoken, and like, I think a lot of these times, like Alex Jones has been correct with some things, right? I mean,
he's wrong
far and wide. Yeah, clearly doing this to make money and scam dumb people, but like, they are still smart because they clearly are just doing this to make money. So I think he's articulate and saying some things that are interesting and true, but then most of it is just insane and he's a dirtbag and he's getting arrested.
I would be very interested to meet, like, in person and really get to know someone who loves Andrew Tate and just figure out, like, what is this type of person?
Yeah.
Because I have an idea in my head, but who knows? I would just like to meet them. I think it's a type of person who maybe doesn't have a lot of, like, confidence themselves, and they're very attracted to how confidently he speaks about these things. You're just willing to follow anyone who will lead you anywhere.
Someone who doesn't know how to get a girlfriend and is like, he can get 50. I don't understand.
I didn't need 50. I'll just do one.
Yeah. That's really just really scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One takes up plenty of time and I'm happy. So if anyone's listening, break up with 49 of them.
You have a girlfriend? That's news to me.
Are you not my girlfriend too?
I'm not. I am not.
I can't call you that?
Ex-girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend. Yeah. That's my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. So
first wife.
Yeah. So if you're handling a wife and a girlfriend, then yeah, that would take some time.
Some days it's like more, you feel like more of a girlfriend. Isn't that a compliment?
You take her out to dinner.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. If you mean it as a compliment.
Great. That's a good, let's just start operating that way. Well, you're upset by that, but I meant it nicely.
Hold on. You don't know how I meant it.
Yeah. That's the whole problem.
That's going to go over well.
If you guys don't know, just real quick, I feel like we have to mention the Greta Thunberg part of this whole story.
Yes.
Do you guys remember the little girl who like spoke about climate change at who knows what? What was that event back in the day?
She, again, I don't know how she's so famous, but she's just some like little Swedish girl who doesn't like that it's getting hotter.
Yeah. She's this, freezing cold Swedish girl.
And she's famous now and doing a great job, I guess. I don't know what she's doing, but Andrew Tate, that's another part of it too. He's also a brilliant entertainer. Like it's funny. He, for no reason, tweets like the most famous young climate change activists, and
she's
like,
literally 19.
I have 33 Bugattis. What's your email so I can give you the breakdown of these emissions? There's another video of him eating a pizza, and then he's like, Greta Thunberg, here's the pizza box. I will not recycle it.
Yeah, and then some people, I don't know if this is like, but I read that some people claimed that that's how they were able to arrest him because it was a Romanian pizza company on the box.
If that's true, that's very funny.
I know.
That's what they're saying. So yeah, that's how, Andrew Tate randomly tweets at Greta Thunberg, this autistic 19-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he starts a war with her. She strikes back, has like a funny rebuttal.
Pretty funny rebuttal.
It's like one of the top 10 most liked tweets of all time. And then Andrew Tate has a very childish response back. In it is a pizza box. I guess Andrew Tate is wanted for all these crimes in Romania, but they can't raid his home unless they have like probable cause or proof that he is in Romania. And so the pizza box is from a Romanian pizza company. And so they just went nuts the very next day and just raided his home. And now he's in jail.
How many girlfriends were there?
That I don't know. I didn't watch the body cam.
There's only one pizza, so you'd think. To feed 50
women. Small party, yeah. Eat a breadcrumbs and fish type miracle there.
To keep going with this type of person, someone brought this up to me recently, which blew my mind, that Bill Cosby is going to go on tour. Bill Cosby.
I can't believe that. I thought he was going to
do a stand-up tour. I thought he was kind of locked up and very old, but he's 85 and I guess he's a free man and he's going to go on tour, which I mean,
how did I miss this?
At some level, you got to respect the tenacity. It's like, dude, just
die.
Pack it up.
I'm shocked.
Just die.
There's no way he's doing a rigorous tour schedule. I mean, that would.
He's old.
Yeah.
He's going to sell a lot of tickets.
You think?
It's just publicity, right? He's so. And think how interesting, so many people will just be like, what's this guy going to talk and joke about?
But it's like,
yeah, it will be one
I'm not saying I'd agree with it. I'm not going to buy, I'm not going to be like, babe, guess what's for date
hey,
night?
Hey, girlfriend night.
Yeah.
Tonight, more of a girlfriend night because
I apparently
don't know you very well. And yeah, you have to just go with it.
Yeah, okay.
That is what young ladies have to do. You just have to go with, you got to really trust these men.
You do.
Cosby, yeah. That is crazy.
So he was only in jail for like 3 years?
I think it's kind of a Deshaun Watson situation. It was like 150 women all said he did it, but legally we've never really proved it. So he just has to like pay a bunch of money to the people and like kind of go to jail, and now he's fine.
Wow. So yeah, I wonder if his tour will be a thing where it does sell a lot of tickets because it's kind of like almost an Andrew Tate thing or like a Jake Paul thing. Like just as many people are watching who like him as they are watching him just to hate him.
Right.
And, you know, people will go and they hope it's bad, you know, so they can get a clip out of
it. But then you're like giving him money. I guess that's the difference between like, I don't know, like you're like actually supporting him.
Yeah. Saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, clicking does give money, but like not a ticket amount.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, so maybe it won't sell tickets because I know I am in the camp of like, I'm not going to give Bill Cosby money, but I am intrigued by how his stand-up tour does.
He would sell way more tickets if he said that the profits were going to something else.
The civil cases he has to settle.
To the lawsuits.
To something else.
People would support that.
Whoa, whoa, if this makes you feel any better.
I owe 50 women $6 million each.
So it's going to somewhere. It's not going to me.
Yeah, BillCosby.com. It says, far from finished, laughter is universal.
What's that?
Laughter is universal? What is that?
Is he going to do it in sign language or something?
Yeah. Huh. Sure. Maybe he's like, I went to prison and people thought it was funny there too.
Maybe. Maybe that gave him some confidence.
That is intriguing. I had no idea. I truly thought he was just away forever.
Well, if you want funny material from guys who aren't battling civil suits and other Romanian legal problems, two guys right here.
Orlando.
Specials online. And we're coming to Orlando. And I'm going to announce a new tour soon. So stay tuned.
Yeah, that is fun. A lot of dates. A lot of cities on the way.
Let's just start kick off with this and to talk about what we've done the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. We've spent time around babies. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. Katie is getting closer. What's the update?
Oh yeah, give us a size update.
Katie,
I am 32 weeks. Whew. It only goes to 40 for people.
Is this a riddle?
Yeah.
What is 32 weeks?
What is 32 weeks?
Screams in the night when she cramps. When her leg cramps and is a girlfriend and a wife at the same time.
It's a good riddle.
I woke up this morning. She's like, you should be proud of me. I had a mini cramp in the night and I really tried not to scream so I wouldn't wake you.
My calf is still sore. I've never had cramps like this before. It's crazy. Okay. 32 weeks. What is y'all's guess for the movie and TV prop?
Movie TV prop.
This is a really
movie TV prop.
The football helmet used in Rudy.
Okay.
That's my answer.
The Denzel Washington's head in Remember the Titans.
Okay. the volleyball from
Castaway
from Top Gun.
Not the most famous volleyball in Hollywood.
To be fair, yeah, Wilson was not regulation, I believe.
Yeah,
it was a youth volleyball. Volleyball is in Top Gun?
I have no idea.
It's like the famous, like kind of like sensual.
Also, saw Top Gun's already. I can stream it already.
Oh, really?
On something?
Yeah.
I mean, why are we going to theater? When did that come out?
It was awesome in theaters.
How long did it come out? Was it a while ago?
Yeah, summertime, I think.
We saw Avatar 2.
So did I. And my whole family made fun of me.
I've been made fun of quite a bit.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it's something to do. And two, I'm not a sci-fi guy. I make fun of any superhero movie,
I'm with you.
But I find myself getting a little lost in Pandora, man.
I am with you.
Just wishful. I'm like, he's like a bat guy. I don't care if there's an actual Batman. But what if out in the far distances of the galaxy, there's a Pandora with the Avatar people?
You know, honestly,
I kind of buy in. I buy in.
Any movie
I want a friend that's a whale. Spoiler.
Yeah. What are you doing? Talking to the fish. You guys want that?
You did try to talk to our baby like that recently.
I've been talking to everybody like that.
Yeah.
My one critique of Avatar, do you agree with this? Unbelievable. Visuals, amazing. It's like you're watching like a Planet Earth, David Attenborough of a make-believe CGI place. But they really kind of, I was surprised when it comes to like the Avatar's kind of primal motions and sounds. Yeah. It was just like human sounds. I feel like they could have, every now and then you see him go, and I was like, we couldn't have hammed this up a little bit. We've spent how many billions on this franchise? You'd be like, look at this crazy whale. They're coming into the bay and we're talking to them. And then they randomly get mad and just go,
See, yeah, the hissing threw me off.
Yeah,
I didn't want more. I wanted just something different. Because I was like, nothing else about them is cat-like. When they get upset, why do they hiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't do that at any other point.
They just had drama with like the other tribe. And you're thinking, ooh, things are getting heated up. And they just go, like, okay, that's kind of ruined it for me. So it made me cringe the whole movie.
It was cringy.
Or when they caught the little human feral boy.
Yeah.
And he'd just be like, you're like, we could have do another take, James Cameron.
My one problem with the movie, is this a spoiler? No, not necessarily. Half spoiler. Skip ahead a little bit.
Half spoiler.
Is how he went back for his, like, this is full spoiler.
This is full spoiler. All right, stop.
it'd be like discussing Star Wars and being like, is this a spoiler? Okay, anyways. I didn't like how he was his father.
Yeah.
The Darth Vader. half spoiler.
I thought I could do it without saying names, and you need to say names. Whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm giving a benefit of the doubt on that. I get what you mean. I think it came together well for me, and I'm kind of fired up for it's coming out the next three every other year or whatever. So
I just really liked the Sully stick together. That's what drew me in was family. The family aspect.
There's some cute kids,
there's little baby avatars. She's like, look at them.
That's our chant. Kennedys stick together. We're gonna teach that to our kids.
And then everyone does that on three.
We got a clip making fun of the noises. Here's a clip for you. I want to ask people this. Pregnant Katie, did your pregnant wife do this? Now, when we see cute little like children, strangers, like the airport, and a mom will be kind of like walking her like 1 year old and she's kind of cute, Katie is just like this. I'm like, stop.
Okay, I don't can't.
No, she's, yeah, she drooled panting. A little.
Oh my gosh.
And you could tell the mom's kind of smiling. You could tell the mom's even like, what's
no,
this woman
not.
Doing? Yeah.
I'm like, gosh.
I don't even know these people.
Well, you know what? I have women who just have babies who also stare at me being pregnant. And they're like,
is that really?
There's a connection. Yes.
It's like the avatars and the whales.
Yes. There's a connection that you can't understand.
Say, hey, Lou.
That they, I can't understand. There
they
we go.
See that I'm pregnant and then they don't think it's weird that I'm staring at their child.
Okay.
I'm not
news to me.
I'm also not creepily staring at children.
Yes, you are. I had to literally like be like, Kate, Earth to Katie, stop staring at.
Well,
because
I'm
just
like, run towards me.
Yeah. To be fair, I've seen Trey do that every time he gets served some barbecue nachos. He does the same. He kind of gets real big. He starts panting at it.
It's pretty similar. Yeah.
It is very similar.
Yeah.
I just want to eat it. People act weird around the babies. We have a cute little nephew and a niece, babies. And yeah, everyone just stares at the baby. You try anything to get some affirmation from the baby. Mm-hmm. Hey, claps, you know, look at this over here. And people just, they stop acting like normal humans around babies.
They lose it.
Someone held up the baby recently. So it was like aunt holding up nephew. And he was really smiling, looking at her. And Katie's brother, he goes, do you have a crush on your Aunt Callie? And I was like, maybe don't say that. They're related.
Not by blood.
Oh, so Katie thinks it's okay. That's also weird. It's like this child, you can't say the 6 months old has a crush on his aunt.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/football. Fuel points TC.
I saw some weird stuff. I was at a wedding this past week and I saw a grown man flicking the crotch of a baby's diaper and flicking it. And he was like, toughen up.
Oh, toughen my. Up. Okay, that is another level.
That same guy was the officiant at the wedding.
Really?
And gave a shout out to Trump during the wedding.
This is. Excellent. What? You went to this recently?
Like 3 days ago.
Gave it. And how did he work that in? Was it just kind of a real quick, guys? Or was it a funny, like,
where my
pun,
Trump is
or?
At? Yeah. It was. So this guy is a politician and.
The person who did the wedding.
Also the crotch flicker. Crotch yes.
Flicker, yeah.
He is a minister and a politician.
And a crotch
flicker. I don't know.
And he kicked the groom in the groin.
Said, toughen up.
Toughen up.
I forget what position he holds exactly, but he might be like a representative, you know, for like the state or whatever. Anyway, he said, he like opened his like, you know, the wedding ceremony with like, I have given talks to over 10,000 people who are excited to see Donald Trump right after me, but I'm more nervous to do this than that. And yada, yada, something like that.
Ew, that was a really weird flex at the beginning of a ceremony.
Yeah, a lot of it was about him.
Oh. Yeah.
That's happened. I've been to a couple weddings where you're like, dude, this guy, I mean, he's kind of killing it, but he's like doing a stand-up set as he's marrying them. And it sucked because I was at one where I was like, he kind of has the place going a little bit, but he's feeding off the energy too much. He might need to marry them.
Yeah, there were parts of it I didn't dislike. I was like, he's got the crowd in his hand right here. But there were other parts where it's like, okay, this isn't the best man speech. Yeah. You're like the officiant at a wedding ceremony. Like, it is a lot about you right now.
Did the bride and groom look like happy about it, or do you think that they liked it? Well,
the bride had a MAGA veil on, so
I couldn't see through the red.
Yeah.
And actually, great question, though. I couldn't see because it was a barn wedding and I was right behind one of those support beams. So I couldn't see very well. So I truly don't know kind of what they were looking at. Rachel was one of the bridesmaids, so I could see her, but couldn't see the bride and groom very well. I could hear it just fine, though.
God, I miss weddings. They're one of the most fun things to judge. They are, man. Because you never know what you'll get.
If you're going to judge one or the other, better to judge weddings than funerals. I always say,
yeah,
you don't not healthy to find yourself judging a funeral.
No, I kind of just roll with the punches on a funeral, but with the wedding, do we have any other good stories? Were there great? How were the best man speeches? Maid of honor speeches.
The best man speech started off not good, and luckily, so he basically he started off with an office quote. We learned later because he told us because no one laughed. Also because the microphone wasn't working yet. So it was just a brutal first 3 seconds. Because I think what he was quoting, and I know The Office very well, and I was sitting close to him, and I was still like, what are you talking about? I think he was quoting the part of an episode where Dwight is giving that big speech, and he's trying to be like borderline like Hitler in the speech.
Uh-huh.
And so he quoted that part like something about blood, whatever. It doesn't matter. But the microphone wasn't even working, and then when the microphone did work, he goes, okay, I guess we don't have a lot of Office fans here. It's just a brutal start to it. And then...
just open with a very specific Office scene reference.
I mean, he probably was like, well, the officiant started with something about Trump. I guess I can't really go too far wrong here.
And it was a lot of... his opening paragraph was not good, and I thought we were in for a wild ride. But then he wrapped it up pretty quickly, though, after that. So it was fine.
Yeah, I'm less concerned about the Trump comment than just a comment in general of like, I've done this in front of thousands.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought you were going to say he was going to like, in the middle, he's like, and repeat after me real quick. Trump's my president. so do you take that? I thought it was going to be some endorsement in the middle. I love a good wedding. There's a lot of judging the weddings or judging. I'm excited to enter into judging other parents. Very excited.
I am sure you are.
You already get a taste. We know of more and more parents related to parents, and you already hear whispers of kind of like, we do it like this. You're supposed to do it like this.
Yeah.
It's been interesting. I tried to pry it out of Katie. She won't do it. I was like, she has four siblings. I said, which one of them will have the worst behaved kids? She won't answer.
You wouldn't answer it? She knows.
She knows.
She knows the answer.
I said ours if they act like you.
Oh, you did say that. My mom laughed way too hard at that.
Yeah, she really liked
actually.
That one.
Disrespect.
My mom was like, good one.
Oh, Katie Zinger.
That's fun to start to talk about. Like, which one of your friends loved the worst kids?
That is interesting. Because one of them, I mean, just... logically, one of them has to, even if they're all well-behaved, one of them is still the worst behaved.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope it's not mine.
I mean, it's going to, because you were doing all of this, it's going to be ours.
Well, that's bad. You're part of it, so.
Well.
You gotta reflect poorly on the mother.
This is being recorded, so I will share this. Oh,
okay. Just have this clip ready to go.
Yeah.
Your time is misbehaving.
Yeah, I'm excited. Derek, do you feel like you've been judged or like to judge or?
Yeah, our kids crushed it this last Christmas break.
Oh.
With the in-laws. They made us look really good.
Oh, how awesome. Satisfying is that as a parent?
11 out of 10. It
really?
Was so good. Yeah.
We did start to talk with my parents about parenting, and they did a couple of those. We're like, we went through growing kids God's way, which is a shout out to, it was a bit in my Ari For Real special when I talked about how my parents went to a class by a church that taught them how to beat us.
Yeah, they really did.
Yeah, that was a part of it. It's amazing how I'd gotten over the hundreds of shows doing that of people being like, some like woman our parents' age would be like, were you talking about growing kids God's way?
They know it.
But I guess it was helpful. And I was obviously being facetious, but they were saying they taught us certain things. So like there's a couple times and y'all were really good at it. We'd be at like a party or something and kids would be running around going crazy. And you guys, the rule was if they were talking, we had to come touch them non-verbally to slow. And then they would quietly be like, yes, rather than just running up and be like,
Mom, that's good.
And they were like, it just seemed like I could picture that being the ultimate flex of like, yeah, my kid is being mad respectful right now.
Trained. I think we should have Derek start doing that to us on the podcast when he wants to talk. Come over and touch my leg.
Yeah. Crawl over here and touch his leg.
I'll say you may speak. I think aside from behavior stuff, I can foresee myself getting really fired up and really prideful about just hitting certain developmental things before other kids of a similar age.
Like, oh, yeah. Mm.
Oh, yeah. We're already potty trained. Year and a half.
I learned Katie walked at
9 months.
Katie and some of her
brothers.
All your brothers or just... Couple of them.
Those like smarter ones.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. So you know which ones. Yeah. Was it all of you?
I don't know.
Because they also said Dylan did, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. Because they have a 6-month-old who's already crawling around, which again, I didn't know any. Why would I know this? That's early. And yeah, what? And I remember just thinking like, man, that'd have to be a great feeling. Like, yeah, mine crawled pretty early. I mean, it doesn't like equal anything beyond. Necessarily, it's not like LeBron James was running around at 3 months. He probably took him a year to learn how to walk.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then he mastered it.
He's a good walker.
Yeah, but that's got to be a good feeling.
I mean, it's got to be because if like we have a friend who's having a baby like 6 to 8 weeks ahead of us, so like their development, like if our kid does something first, is it going to be like?
Oh yeah,
like you don't tell him.
We're going to compete for sure. Yeah.
I think the milestone I'm getting really fired up for is like the first time I feel like my kid can really like catch a ball and like play a little bit of catch.
Yeah.
And not just do like the kid thing where you have to just like put it in their arms.
Right.
Like they're snagging stuff out of the air. That's a fun milestone.
People are always, they're like, are you like getting nervous? Are you excited? I'm like, I'm excited for like 5 years from now.
When he
can remember and catch. So now from between now and then I'm
and mow the lawn.
Yeah. Right.
Start to help around the house.
Between now and then, it doesn't really matter what you do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's what they say. The first 5 years don't matter.
Oh,
Stuff. Yeah. They've come to find that's when you can neglect your child
and they turn out
the best, actually.
Yeah. Put a little fire in them.
I have told Rachel with all the like Canicuk summer camp youth ministry experience I've had. I am very comfortable and very excited for a 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah, you're saying that.
Maybe I said that before. I'm ready. From 12 to 18, I got it. Rachel's is going to do it from 0 to 12.
I think it's a great plan.
Yeah.
Just divide and conquer.
Yeah, so we can have more free time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like co-parenting, but like you're still together.
Yeah.
Right.
The joint custody of time.
Yeah.
Could be a book.
How do you guys have that figured out?
Wait, do we ever get the fruit or vegetable of the baby?
How do we get off topic?
You also the 80s and 90s nostalgia.
Yeah, you got to keep us.
Well, I don't even remember what the movie one was.
The volleyball from Top Gun, of course.
Oh, we got to talk about Avatar after that. Yep, wow, we really got off track. That's fun.
80s and 90s nostalgia. Trey, you're going to like this one. Your baby is as big as a Polly Pocket Adventure playset.
Ooh.
And the only reason I say that is because a lot of times when I wear a lipstick that has some pink in it,
it's like hot pink.
I don't wear hot pink lipstick.
Hot pink.
He'll say that it's my Polly Pocket lipstick.
It's a weird reference.
It is a very weird reference.
Let's go. Did your sister play with Polly Pockets?
These are looking familiar. They weren't that big though back in the day, were they?
Oh yeah. Did you have them, Katie?
Yeah.
Oh, my sister was all about them. I remember I would mess with them because the Polly Pockets, they would have, I forget what. There was some kind of, because you had these little girl figures and you could like put different outfits on them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think it might have been a pant leg or something. But I remember I would put this sleeve on the arm and act like it was Allen Iverson.
That's funny.
And my sister did not like that.
That's a good prank.
Good prank. Polly Pockets.
Polly Pocket pranks.
As big as the playset? I guess that.
You know, because they were in the Polly Pocket playset. You could put everything in that and close it up.
The heart?
I don't remember that. I didn't play with it a lot.
Well, it sounds like
once
you did.
Once the Iverson prank was over with.
Yeah, it was kind of a couple time deal. Well, great. Food? It's gotta be the size of butternut squash.
So I have two. You know, I always have two with the food. One is a bunch of celery.
Bunch. So accurate.
Mm-hmm. And the other one is
very cylindrical again.
Just a regular squash.
Cylindrical.
There you go.
Thanks.
And a what?
Regular squash.
Ah, not up to butternut yet.
No.
What's a regular squash? Because like there's so like many squashes.
A yellow squash.
Yellow is regular?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Guess not green her. Squash?
No.
Is there a green squash?
That's zucchini.
White broccoli? None of that?
Oh, there summer it is. Squash is also green.
Man, that sucker's big.
That's zucchini.
What?
Summer green summer
squash. Is yellow squash the same as zucchini?
Really?
Zucchini is green. The easiest way to tell apart is color. While yellow squash is yellow squash.
Shape is another indicator. Wow.
But they always seem like they come together.
Bulbous. I don't like the word bulbous.
Do they taste different? I've always just had them together.
Yellow squash, I think yellow squash is a little sweeter.
I love squash. Anyway. But
anyways.
Thanks for giving us that lowdown.
Yep.
He's still doing good in there?
Yeah, he's been moving around a lot this podcast. He's trying to get out and say something probably.
Make sure he touches your leg first. Don't interrupt us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was. He was kind of going like this.
I have something.
And then would kind of continue. Yeah.
Great. Okay, let's get to some segments. I like this segment. Derek mentioned this. We're going to do it. It's just the white people moment of the week. We've probably all had a lot of these if you're white. Or maybe if you are married into a white family, you experience some of this. Derek, what do you got? You told me something funny.
We got to see the in-laws this week. I have a 95-year-old grandma on that side of the family.
Hey-o.
She's awesome. Still sharp mind. She tried a taco.
Still alive today?
Still alive. Still going. Yeah. She tried a taco for the first time. She's always a little worried about them because they're spicy.
She had the first taco of her whole life?
First taco of her whole life.
Did it blow her mind?
She said it was a little hot.
What was it?
It was a good taco. But
was it homemade or like from a restaurant?
It was a very white person taco where I think the seasons just added.
Oh, so, like the taco seasoning.
Yeah, right. I'll pull up a picture.
I know it in my head right now. Yeah. I can't think of the brand.
It's the yellow package. It
has to be.
Taco Casa, I think it's called.
Derek's got it. It has to be. First taco, just ground beef.
I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Old El Paso. Yes, dude.
Dang.
And was it hard shell ground beef, Old El Paso seasoning?
Correct. Yeah. And she's like, oh, it's good, but did not finish it. So I think it was a little pushing the boundaries a little bit too.
Wow.
And that's the family I married into.
That's amazing. Never had a taco?
The beginning and end of that
spicy.
Sentence were both shocking. Yeah, never had a taco because they're too spicy. Yeah. That's so funny. Just never found.
There's something about. Can your mom be spicy?
Yeah. No, she cannot.
Can your mom do spicy, Derek?
Not at all.
Yeah. Can yours?
Nope.
No. Oh, for four.
Yeah. No.
I mean, if I put six of those flecks of red peppers in anything, my mom would be like, "Woo!" That's crazy. That's a funny. Tell us in the comments too, if any millennial from white middle America has a mom who can handle spice, I'd like to meet her.
You got to have a little Salvador Perez in you at that point, probably. But
Katie and I cooked one night and they're called for cayenne pepper. And Katie was like, really go light on that. My mom's eating tonight. And so there's like barely any already. So I just kind of, it's also, sometimes I'll be like, my mom doesn't really, she's being a little, it's in her mind. But I'll put a little cayenne in my mom and be like, whew. I mean, to their credit, they know.
They know.
They
yeah.
know.
Yeah. They're not making it up. But that's why I think our generation, like most, that's not true. Girl, it's like half and half on if girls like spice, I feel like, of my friends. But growing up, I didn't think I was like supposed to like spicy food because my mom didn't like it.
Same.
And no other women around me liked it.
It's unladylike.
We always had the picante salsa in the fridge, but it had to be the
mild.
I remember medium was brought in the house one time and my mom was like, someone get the fire extinguisher ready. This stuff's unbelievable. Because I remember going to Buffalo Wild Wings as a kid and I like with my basketball team and I got mild, I think because mild was imprinted in my brain. But that's like halfway in the heat index in Buffalo, which if right now I'd give you a little kick. But as a child who'd never had to spice in his whole life, I thought my mouth was on fire. I was like making a scene. And now I love spicy food. But like you said, I was raised. I never touched.
Yeah.
I didn't build up any immunity.
But my dad did. We had really spicy food in the house, but like I thought it was like for boys only.
Oh, really? Well, mom doesn't like it.
Yeah.
That's funny. The white people moment of the week. That started to make me think a lot about, because Katie's mom made us so many feasts and it was great. And credit, also her dad has high blood pressure. So you got to easy on the salt, I guess. Okay. But yeah, I remember her mom sent us a recipe. It was like a saltless recipe. Like, this is healthy and good and has no salt, you know, because that's good for you. And I mean, it was inedible.
My parents did a full month of essentially saltless because, yep, my dad's blood, you know.
And I think it helps blood pressure, and your mom almost passed away.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom has low blood pressure.
She needs salt.
And she like realized, like, she's like, I have no energy. Food with
no salt is just brutal.
Yeah.
You need salt and you need butter.
It started to remind me of just growing up and how things were made. Like, do you ever have meat that was seasoned with a can of soda?
Oh, yeah.
That was big
Pot
in the
roast
90s.
With RC Cola.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little crock pot pork ribs with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, yeah, I've done Dr. Pepper too.
Any minorities listening right now, their jaws drop to the floor.
I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah.
I
remember whipping that up. The pot roast was number one. It's still delicious. You wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah. It's just so meaty and so tender.
I wonder if that... I doubt that trend's still as popular, but that was... Or smashed up Doritos chips in an enchilada casserole.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Yeah.
We didn't do either.
Yeah, baby.
That's nice.
Now you're talking.
Did you guys grow up on Sloppy Joe's?
Oh, yeah.
Trifecta. Oh,
I'm telling you, it sounds like I'm making fun of these. I'll eat any of these tonight, dude.
Yeah.
Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's, like, the question is, like, were your mom's making it homemade or like out of the can?
Homemade Sloppy Joe's, baby.
I think my mom had a can that she would go to.
Yeah.
And just add like one or two things to it.
Yeah.
My mom had some pride in that there was no hamburger helper in the house. She never did the hamburger helper.
I loved hamburger helper.
I had it in culture.
Beef stroganoff.
I was like, Mom, you shouldn't have been too proud for this.
They've got this package of just, you know, seasoning pretty dialed in.
I remember finally becoming an adult making food and realizing why my mom made spaghetti so much.
Yeah.
Easy, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what we're having tonight, huh?
Yeah, we got some leftover. We had a big, again, fun, like, married couples, New Year's. A few people brought their kids. My gosh, dude, it's depressing. It was fun, and I'm excited. But come on, man. Our New Year's, there was toddlers running around. We were playing trivia, and everyone left at 12:30. That's depressing.
Well, we're going to have a kid next year because you can't find a babysitter on New Year's.
I know. And I'm sure it was very fun, but you know, you get it. It's simultaneously fun and depressing. That's
12:30 seems pretty good for your guys' stage of life.
Isn't that depressing? What we just said, right?
We've already said next year we're getting a babysitter. We're trying to lock that in early.
How do you lock that in early?
Well, yeah, that's right. You just got to plan ahead.
Well, should I tell them your parents' advice? They said,
this is my dad's advice. It's brilliant.
Really, you got to find the babysitters who, like, maybe aren't as,
you
like,
find a dork.
Dweebs.
Yeah. I was going to say it nicely.
My dad, dead serious, is like, we had a couple cute, popular babysitters. Couldn't book them. Find the dorks. Yeah. They ain't got
find
nothing going on.
Find yourself a little brace face with some acne. Yeah. You'll have New Year's Eve plans.
Call the dermatologist in your local. Be like, who's on Accutane? Give me their contact.
Yeah, see what she'd be good with kids? All right.
I was going to say that so much nicer.
There you go. That's a brilliant. I love how my kid's on the way. And my dad's first advice is like, fire yourself some dorky babysitter. Yeah, I guess you got to find someone early and be like.
Good luck with that.
Because I just hear babysitters bailing, right? Which is probably easy these days. But so yeah, New Year's, like 6 months in advance, we'll pay this, sign here.
I mean, I would never, in high school, I would have never babysat on New Year's.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, homecoming queen.
Okay. Valedictorian's got plans. Oh.
I'm just saying.
Babysat a lot. So.
Yikes.
Know what I'm going to do with our babysitters? I'm going to end sexism with our babysitters. Boys only. I remember thinking it'd be really fun to babysit, / they
we
pay
had,
you a
we
lot.
We had boys babysit.
No one gave me the opportunity. We had one boy babysitter, Kyle. Dude, I'd get so... He'd bring over N64 games. I get so fired up for
he'd
Kyle.
He'd bring over
dude.
A skateboard as a monster.
Yeah. Oh, he'd bring over his freaking N64 cartridges, dude. I was so fired up for Kyle.
What's Kyle doing these days?
I don't know, man. No clue. anything about him.
I bet he's still babysitting on New Year's. Mm-hmm. Something tells me.
Yeah.
He's still out there. Do you have a white person moment of the week?
I just kind of, the general just, yeah, I just had to get the salt going, but it's a blood pressure play. It's a blood pressure play, which is a white people moment. And just reminiscing on the cans of soda and you go ahead. I feel like you had one that I might have just, I was going to step on. So go for it.
Okay. Couple things that I just can think of real quickly. Both deal with grandmas. I was around four different grandmas this past week. I'm not going to say who's who, but here's some things I heard.
Four grandmas.
Yeah.
All kicking. Wow.
Kicking like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah, that reminds me. One of them, I don't think 90s actually. Okay. Young family here. But one of them, yeah, speaking of still kicking, she was very proud of her memory. She was telling us an old story. She's like, you know, I do have a good memory. Better than our president.
Oh, bazinga.
Yeah, we were like, oh, okay. All right. So that was a good one. And then the other one was the use of, I don't know if I could say this word. I feel a little weird saying this word, but a certain word that I think could go either way. I'm not sure how much of a slur it is.
This is another half spoiler situation. Yeah, I'm not sure if this is a slur or not, but
just to protect myself, I'm not going to say it, but it was a word like, oh yeah, I've heard that used every now and then. You don't hear it much anymore, but you hear it from the grandma generation. It was a word about Eastern Asian folk.
Well, there's a few of those.
Yeah.
Varying in degrees of severity. It wasn't like,
I'll use it in a sentence. It wasn't, oh, I have a chink in my armor.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Is that
that one's pretty bad. Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't that.
Okay.
It was another one. I'm not going to say it.
So, when it was said, like, did anyone say, like, oh, or like how's it handled?
Because just let them be.
Yeah, it's tough.
What did it start with?
It started with an O.
Yeah.
Okay, I think everyone pick up on that.
Yeah.
That is one that was very, very okay to say as we grew up, right?
I don't
was
know.
Was it very?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
I heard it growing up.
Right, growing
more,
up, I thought we'd just plainly be like, that's how you describe them, and then over time, you stop doing that. And yeah, I just wanted a show once say that. And I kind of made fun of him, but I could see her, like, I think in her face, she could tell, like, she didn't realize. She's like, he's making fun of me for saying something racist, and I didn't think it was. So just if you're listening, don't say that to describe it. But there's still restaurants called that, right?
That's what I was thinking, too. So I don't know. I just try to be careful.
That's great.
And I didn't feel like grandma needed a lecture right then and there. It's not that bad.
I used to give my parents a hard time when they'd say a little out of touch stuff. It's like, they're not on TikTok, on woke TikTok all the time. So just lovingly educate them.
And it doesn't come, if I thought my parents or grandparents were saying things out of hatred, then yeah, maybe I'll say something. Mm-hmm. But it comes from ignorance, not from hatred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel like boomers like to describe the race of people in stories for no reason.
My uncle has never told a story without telling you the race of the man involved.
Yeah, just to really paint a picture, I guess.
Yeah, that's never a bad thing, but it's just always just like, now before I get going with the story.
I had a buddy once.
He was black.
Yeah, I had a buddy once who, I respected this. He would like, we'd be like, he's like, I'm kind of dating this new girl. It's like, tell us about her. He's like, well, she's a white girl. And you kind of laugh because you feel like you only describe it when it's not a white person. I was like, you know what? Respect. We'll start describing that. I got this buddy of mine, white guy, 30. Cool guy. Hey, my buddy's going to come join us and play pickleball. You'll love him. Yeah, his name's Josh. White guy. Good guy.
I don't know why that's so funny. Yeah, it just really catches you off guard.
They're like, first wife, white girl, girlfriend on the weekends.
Also white.
Katie.
I am... New Year's resolution. Got a little chuckle out of Katie.
Was that a real one or a courtesy? It was a little both.
I don't know. Yeah, a little both.
I think she was asleep when I said that. You appear to be dozing off.
Yep.
Yep. I want to start saying that now. The only time I ever use someone's race is if they're white. New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm. That's a good resolution.
Yeah.
Quantifiable good. Derek, the family man, you guys haven't seen him, and we're not going to say his race.
Nope. Do any of you guys actually have any resolutions? I feel like I never have them, but I have a couple this year.
Now, this year, more than ever, I was just completely disinterested in the idea of like a new year, new start.
Yeah.
It's about to be midnight. I was like not paying attention.
I mean, truly.
Katie walked over. She's like, you're supposed to kiss me now. I was like, okay. And I dipped her and this is a compliment. She's gained weight like she should.
Healthy.
And I nearly slammed her on the ground. Yeah. But I caught her because I'm still strong. I hadn't dipped you since pre-pregnancy. It's quite an adjustment.
It is quite the weight difference, yes.
That's healthy and that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So caught good you job.
Off guard, huh?
It caught me off guard. But I made the adjustment.
I was like, oh no.
I made the adjustment.
It was cute.
And it wasn't a disaster, but
thank goodness.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the last couple of years I've been into it. Like, let's go. I'm gonna get in shape or I'm gonna do, I don't know.
We kind of have like a really big life change happening just already. So it's kind of
The tour.
Yeah, halfway through the tour. do much for our lives to be dramatically
to feel
changed.
Like things are changing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good point.
We were hanging out with Katie's family and we were doing a cute like that let's all go around and say it was like we filled out these sheets that were like what were
the best of 2022.
The best of 2022. The best, you know, best trip you took, best movie you watched, best experience. What are you looking forward to next year? And so it was like, what are you most excited about in 2023? And I said the tour. And of course that was met with a little bit of judgment. And I was like,
We might go to Australia. Yeah. Come on.
I said, just being honest. And I thought that'd be, and it wasn't met with a lot of, I feel like her family was just kind of like, what is he talking about? Yeah. Well, I'm most overjoyed with the baby, but excited. I mean, yeah, we're going to Hawaii.
It's a different adjective.
Yeah, I think you still might get some hate comments in here.
It was an obvious answer. I was trying to give a different answer. Number two,
yeah.
I actually stand by it. Excited. You can be more excited for something, but you can look forward to something more than you're excited about it. You can be happier about something that you're less excited about.
Those seem pretty similar.
No. It's a riddle.
Excited and looking forward to. Are they different?
Those are different. I stand by that.
Excited...
Definition. Excited
could be present tense or future tense.
Enthusiastic and eager.
Good E words.
Like eager, like looking forward to something. Is that the definition of eager?
An energy state higher than the normal. Like when atoms are excited, they emit radiation.
Wrong use of the word.
Not a science trivia guy.
Why was I even talking about? What were we?
News.
Oh, just the new year. Katie?
None yet, but I was gonna work on it this week. But I less of like a hard like resolution. But one year I did this and I thought it was fun and helpful. You kind of go through like each like category in your life. So like family, friends, like personal, like hobbies, you know, health, whatever. And you kind of like, yeah, like what do I want to work on in each of those areas? And it's kind of a good way, even if it's not like, I don't know, super specific, but it just makes you think about the different areas of your life.
Well, that's sweet.
But also I doubt anything that I plan right now will happen or will stay the same since I'm having a baby.
Yeah. You should have like a resolution like for the next month and then another resolution after the baby.
Yeah. The one after the baby is just going to be like, keep it alive.
That's good.
Yeah.
I vow not to complain about it or do some weird thing about the sleep.
Him?
I haven't seen it yet.
Go ahead and put everyone, write that down, Derek. Trey is vowed to not do that weird thing about sleep.
Excited.
Yep. Pull him to it.
That's his New Year's resolution.
Not Eager. Complaining.
I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, you got some?
I've never been a big resolution guy. I've always been like, you can make a change at any point. Why does that have to be the new year? But I think I've done such a good job with the no sugar thing that I've proven to myself, hey, you can do stuff. So my two resolutions are, I'm going to get 8 hours of sleep. I've never like really done that since high school, probably. So I'm going to
high school. You did sleep 8 hours a night?
Yeah, I think so. I was going to bed early in high school.
Oh, I slept 4 hours a night in high school.
Oh, really?
How were you responsible in high school with sleep, but not? I feel like that's the time you're not.
Well, I was babysitting a lot. Didn't have a lot going on.
Just got me to the next day, really.
I think I was probably going to, you know, sleeping from like 11 to 7 pretty consistently in high school. Mm. And then, yeah, ever since college, I mean, just haven't done it, especially on a consistent basis. So I'm going to see what that's all about. Been hearing things. I know you're a big sleep guy. So I want to see what that's all about.
Oh, yeah. Can't get sick.
And then I think ever since COVID, I have neglected my own Instagram. I just like never make stories anymore, never like use my own Instagram very much. So this is my resolution.
You're the Instagram.
Do more on Instagram stories.
I'm going to get much better at playing piano. I've always kind of put that off and wanted to. And I was on a walk and I noticed, how random is this? There's like a hole in a wall that says like piano lesson place in my neighborhood.
Cool.
So like that's a sign.
So you took it and you're going to call the number?
Yep.
Actually, neither of us brought our phones. So do you remember what it was called?
No.
Yep.
Well, I do. I don't need to say it probably.
Yeah.
I do. So there it is.
That's fun. Piano lessons.
And keep a child alive.
Can't wait. Derek, you got any?
I got to get a control of my screen time. It is bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The last month of December, rough.
It's fair.
So, rough. It's tough when part of your job is on the screen.
Too. Yeah.
Are you going to like set like limits or like how are you going to do that?
So, yeah, is that too vague? Is that like someone saying I'm going to eat better?
Yeah.
Be healthier.
Is saying screen time, is that too vague or is it like?
I feel like you need hard numbers. Mm-hmm. You need hard numbers.
You need numbers and you need accountability. You need Becca to keep you honest.
I think I just need to feel bad every time I
What's your screen
on.
Time?
Not going to
say. Are you embarrassed? Yeah. Family man.
Family man.
It's because you're like showing your daughter's sure. things on your yeah. screen.
Mm-hmm. We do like right? to watch fire trucks right before going to bed, but that probably is only like minutes of my screen time.
Like you, like real fire trucks or like a cartoon fire
a
truck?
A mixture of both. Oh. We like anything fire trucks.
The sirens, just peaceful. Yeah. Yes, sound machine. Yeah.
It's fun.
Good right, resolution. Awesome.
Okay, great. All right. 2023, there you have it. Let us know your resolutions. Like, subscribe, all that. See you in Florida this weekend, folks. And we'll see you next week. Peace. Direct opinions.